This year marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Kurt Weill and the 50th anniversary of his death. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that one of the most significant events of these landmark dates is the revival and first recording of one of Weill's most neglected works, the opera Die Bürgschaft, The Pledge.
Kurt Weill's political and moral fable, Die Bürgschaft, The Bond, or The Pledge, was first performed in Berlin in 1932, just before the Nazi takeover, which is one of the reasons it wasn't performed in Germany again until more than a decade after World War II. It was also Weill's major break with his collaborator Bertolt Brecht, with whom he'd worked on 8 previous pieces, including Three Penny Opera and The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni, a partnership that produced, among countless memorable numbers, Mack the Knife, Surabaya Johnny, the Alabama Song, and the Bilbao Song. His new librettist was Caspar Neher, Brecht and Weill's brilliant set designer. Neher's story owes a lot to Brecht's plays, though the tone is less satirical than appalled and saddened at the way money and power undermine the pledge, the social bond, the human instinct for kindness, public or personal. Ultimately, Neher's plot goes back to a parable in the Talmud in which kindness and generosity prevail over self-interest. But it's not people who change, the chorus keeps reminding us. It's the circumstances that change people. The particular circumstance of this opera is the invasion of an ominous great power. In the end, the kind man who once pledged to cover his friend's debt coldly refuses to protect him from a murderous mob. This grim fable foreshadows not only the Nazis, but also the corporate greed of the 1990s. Yet if the tone is different from Brecht's glittering cynicism, the music remains unmistakably Weill's, though from the very first notes, he achieves a new level of urgency and momentum. Weill's orchestration, especially his use of winds, reaches new expressive heights. The composer Ernst Bloch said this music had a touch of a Jewish Verdi to it.
Säcke sind es, die er sah und die er brauchte, um sich zu behelfen und die ich Herrgott geben musste, wie meine besten Kunden.
Weill uses small and large choruses in an extraordinary variety of ways. Each individual number fits into a larger design with cinematic fluidity. Die Bürgschaft combines the simple narrative of folk opera with the solemn choral pronouncements of oratorio. The performance, conducted by Julius Rudel, is by turns hard-driving and lyrical, and shot through with nervous energy. It's too bad Weill didn't live to see a revival of this ambitious work. It may never be as popular as the Threepenny Opera, but anyone who loves Weill's music will cherish it.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Kurt Weill's opera, Die Bürgschaft, was recorded at last year's Spoleto Festival.